Genesis chapter 38. And it happened at that time, and straight away you think, at what time? Well, this is at the time that Joseph has been sold by his brothers into Egypt, and they've told their father that, well, he must have been killed by a wild animal. At that time that Judah went down from his brothers and turned in to a certain man from Adullam whose name was Hira. So what we're going to read is that while Joseph was sold off, and apparently out of sight, Judah fell into sin. And he falls into sin when he goes away from his brothers. And if we don't mix with those who share our faith, then this is what happens with us. We go and slip into the ways of the world. So he makes friends with this man called Hira from Adullam. And Judah saw there a daughter of a certain Canaanite, whose name was Shuah, and he took her, and went into her, and she conceived and bare a son, and he called his name Ur. And she conceived again, and bore a son, and called his name Onan. And again she conceived, and had a son, and called his name Shelah. He was at Kizib when she bare him. Well, again, all a bit negative. Judah has married one of the local women, who was obviously not a believer in the true God. And when she has the third son, he's not actually there when she gives birth. He's off somewhere else. That's not a good sign, because when a wife gives birth, it's a very stressful time, and she desperately needs her husband around, and he wasn't around. He was off somewhere else. And Judah took a wife for Ur, his firstborn, whose name was Tamar. And Ur, Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the eyes of God, and God killed him. And Judah said to Onan, "Go into your brother's wife, and marry her, and raise up children for your brother." And Onan knew that the seed would not be his, so it happened when he went into his brother's wife that he spilled it on the ground, lest that he should give children to his brother. And the thing which he did displeased the Lord, and so he killed him as well. It all sounds rather strict, seeing that we all sin, and God is very patient. And I think that why this is recorded is just to show us that although God is very patient and very forgiving, sin does bring death. Now, we don't know all the background, and surely these men had done very wrong things. And yet, the thing that Onan does wrong is that he doesn't want to have children for his brother. Because if your brother died, you were supposed to marry his wife and have children by her, so that your brother, who was dead, would still, as it were, have children in his name. And so you could say that the simple sin of Onan was that he didn't love his brother, and that's why God killed him. And we know that in the end, that's what John says, that if we hate our brother, then we are walking in the darkness. Then said Judah to Tamar, his daughter-in-law, "Remain a widow in your father's house until Shelah, my son, is grown up." For he said, "Lest perhaps he also dies, as his brothers did." So Tamar went and lived in her father's house. And in process of time, the daughter of Shuah, Judah's wife, died. And Judah was comforted and went up to his sheep shearers to Timnath, he and his friend Hira the Adullamite. And it was told Tamar, saying, "Behold, your father-in-law goes up to Timnath to shear his sheep." She put her widow's garments off from her, and covered herself with a veil, and wrapped herself, and sat in a public place by the road to Timnath. For she saw that Shelah was grown, and was not given unto him to wife. And she was not given unto him to wife. When Judah saw her, he thought her to be a harlot, because she covered her face.
What's a harlot?
Well, it's somebody, it's a woman who takes money in order to sleep with a man. In other words, a man wants to sleep with a woman, he wants to maybe have a child by her, and he just paid her money. But he didn't treat her as his wife. Now, the intention of God is that man and woman should be married. That's why he created Adam and Eve. And that they should raise their children in God's way. But there's always been this thing of harlots, whereby a man pays a woman or gives her something so that just temporarily they can be together And in this happened that she had a baby. She had a child by Judah. So he turned unto her by the way and said, go to, I pray you, and let me come into you. For he didn't know that she was his daughter-in-law, because you see she had her face covered with a veil. And she said, what will you give me? He said, I'll send you a kid from the flock, a kid of the goats. And she said, will you give me a pledge, a promise, a guarantee that you're going to give it? He said, what pledge shall I give you? She said, your signet ring, that's the ring they had with their special, each man had his special sort of seal on his ring, and your bracelets and the staff in your hand. And he gave it to her. And so he came to her, and she conceived by him. She became pregnant. She arose, went away, took her veil away from her, and put on the garments of her widowhood. Judah sent the goat by the hand of his friend the Adullamite, who it seems to me was a bad influence on him, so that he could get his pledge back. But he didn't find her. So he asked the men of that place, saying, where is the harlot that was openly by the wayside? They said, there was no harlot here. So this Hiram returned to Judah and said, I can't find her. And also the men of the place said that there was no harlot in that place. Judah said, well, let her take it, lest we be shamed. I sent the goat, and you didn't find her. It happened about 3 months afterwards that it was told Judah, saying, Tamar, your daughter-in-law, has played the harlot, and behold, she's expecting a child. Judah said, bring her here, and let her be burned. That was the punishment under the law of Moses for being a harlot. When she was brought forth, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, by the man whose these are, am I with child. She said, discern, I pray you, whose are these, the signet ring, the bracelets, and the staff? Judah acknowledged them and said, she has been more righteous than me, because I didn't give her to Shelah my son. And it happened, in the time of her travail, when she was bringing forth the child, that, behold, twins were in her womb. And it came to pass, when she travailed, that the one put out his hand, and the midwife took and bound upon his hand a scarlet thread, saying, this came out first. But then he drew back his hand, and his brother came out, and she said, how have you broken forth? And therefore his name was called Pharez. And afterward his brother came out, who had the scarlet thread upon his hand, and his name was called Zarah. Well, this is a great theme in the Genesis record, that he who appears to be first is actually going to be the last, just as Jesus said, the last will be first, the first will be last. And so in this case, the one who appeared to be first was not actually the firstborn, even though he had the scarlet thread. And so this is a rather strange incident, is it not? But it's there, because in the next chapter we're going to pick up again with the story of Joseph. I think it's there to show us that while Joseph was away, they fell into sin. And Judah clearly was very weak. He was weak in faith. And yet, oddly enough, Judah was the one who we read in the...
He betrayed Jesus.
No, that was Judas. Judas betrayed Jesus. It was Judah who said to his brothers, when they put Joseph in the pit, what profit is it if we kill our brother and conceal his blood? Come on, let's sell him to the Ishmaelites. Let not our hand be upon him, for he's our brother and our flesh. So Judah had some good points, but it's not enough really to just occasionally just feel a bit generous when in our way of life we are not going God's way.